I'm gonna go get some more. सादर श्री रामेश्वर महाराज की जय। आनंदपति वैष्णव बृंद की जय। रामचार सिद्ध हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गदाधर कृपा श्री गौर भक्त बृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। मायापुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगामय की जय। यमुनामय की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरिनाम महामंत्र की जय। संकीर्तन जय की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। बृहत मृदंग की जय। श्री श्री जगन्नाथ देव फेस्टिवल की जय। स्कंद फुलटन भक्तवृंद की जय। स्कंद लाइव मेंबर की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद श्री गौर निताय की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सन
हरे कृष्ण।
ऑल ग्लोरी टू द सन
हरे कृष्ण।
All glories to the Sri Guru.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Sri Guru and Sri
Guru.
Jai Om Vishwabhad Paramahu Sari Vrakracharya Sotarasada Sri Srivat His Divine Grace Bhakti Swarup Dhamodar Sri Lati Pad Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Sri Lati Pad Maharaj
Ki Jai.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशाखाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषवादे कश्यप्रदेशिणे श्रीचैतन्यमनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदावयं ददाति स्वफलान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपरकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं सागजतां सहगणारघुनाथं गीतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवयुतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितं हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्ते। तत कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरे वृषभानुसुती देवी प्रणामी हरि प्रिय पंचकल्पतरु सुकृता सिंधु भैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय द्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादिराधिर गोविंद सर्व कारण कारणम
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे
हरे। ग्लोरी टू इस डिवाइन रे is Srila Prabhupada. Our goal is to find Srila Ramesh Maharaj. And our goal is to the assemble the devotees.
Hare Krishna.
So, first of all, I'd like to thank all of you for coming to our Hare Krishna such new program here in Fullerton, arranged by our brother Haripad. So this is a primarily a gathering of our Indian people who come from India, also the many guests who are really familiar with Krishna consciousness. First of all, I will speak a little bit about the Indians and also their role in Krishna consciousness. When I met Prabhupada in Los Angeles at the end of 1969 and the beginning of 1970, just this morning when I came, Haripada actually asked me, how did I meet Prabhupada? But this will be a continuation of what I already spoken, that in the course of our dialogue with Prabhupada, one day Prabhupada told me that so many Indian scholars, scientists, doctors, businessmen are coming here to the United States. And you are also one of them. But the purpose is that you are simply coming as beggars, saying like that. In the sense that you are coming to beg science and technology, also you are coming to beg dollars. Then Prabhupada told me that, but I do not come here as a beggar. But I came here to give to the whole world, still in the Western world, of Sanatana Dharma. Although they have everything in the material sense, they have all the arrangements to make the bodily living very comfortable. But still, one thing which they don't have, they do not know about the science of Krishna consciousness. They do not know about the science of Sanatana Dharma. They do not know about the science of the Absolute Truth, about the science of the transcendental world, spiritual world. So I came to give this, the most important aspect of knowledge, which is to understand about the science of Sanatana Dharma, eternal and universal religious principle by which the whole world can be happy. So he told me, why don't you also do that? While you're simply taking, why don't you give something to them? Why don't you try to give something to them also? So Prabhupada was talking very sincerely and also very seriously. So I thought a little while, and I also could very, very much appreciate Prabhupada. Our talks are very intimate, and he was talking as if to his own son, and his own family, very strong. So I had the good fortune and say, associating with Prabhupada for many years, and sometimes I travel with him in the United States. Usually when we travel, many Indian scholars come to see him. Like one time, there was one traveling in 1975 to the Rotu Jatra in Philadelphia. I traveled with Prabhupada. And usually, the devotees love to bring Indian scholars because they are, you know, at least they can appreciate. And then over us, quite a few Indian scholars came to see Prabhupada. The Prabhupada was speaking very strongly to them. You should help this Krishna consciousness movement because the whole world is suffering in the name of scientific knowledge, in the name of scientific and technological civilization. But unless people are trained up very nicely in the science of Krishna consciousness, you cannot expect a peaceful society in this world. So he was requesting that, what can the Indians contribute in this world? We cannot contribute so much in the field of technology, cannot contribute so much in the field of science, but you can contribute the most important aspect of scientific knowledge, that is the science of Atma-jnana, the science of the self, the science of self-realization, the science of Sanatana Dharma. So this was Rupa's message, mainly to the Indian scholars. So I have heard many times, and Prabhupada was very much compassionate to all of them, and he requested that it is your duty to at least help this mission in any capacity that you can. Either you can help by joining us as full-time devotees, or you can help like writing books of Krishna, or you can help just coming to the temple, having nice prasad, taking prasad, joining in chanting, and it is Sankirtan movement in so many different ways. So there was Prabhupada's request, especially to the Indians. So in the course of our traveling many parts of the world, we also find that our friends are, at this time, at least outside of the members of the full-time members of ISKCON, generally the Indians, anywhere all over the world, they by nature, they are gentle, and also they are very attracted to the society of the Vaishnava culture. Nobility and compassion, wanting to do something good for the society. So it is a good fortune for all of you that you are already doing it by Haripad's mercy, also by Prabhupada's mercy. So you can contribute more in this mission, because the whole world is suffering for lack of Krishna consciousness. This is a very significant, although the numbers may not be very many, but the numbers are so much significant. In the quality and the few people who are there, if they are extremely dedicated, then Krishna empowers them. Krishna inspires them. So that actually Krishna does everything. Actually the devotees are just instruments. But this we are having a nice understanding and a strong determination to help this Krishna consciousness movement, then the whole world will benefit. So that is a little request, just like Prabhupada used to request. This is primarily aimed to our guests. And now, coming to the general topic of Krishna consciousness. Now, Krishna consciousness actually is a science. It is a science. Science of perfection. In the sense that, unless you know what is the nature of the self, what is the nature of the individual being, what is the nature of life, then nothing is meaningful. You may be a big businessman, or you may be a millionaire, or you may be a film star, but what does it matter? Because this body will be finished any moment. Any moment this body will be finished. The biggest doctor, although he deals with this the question of this birth and death practically in day-to-day life, with medical doctors, still you see they cannot save themselves. So in other words, unless we try to understand about the science of the self, about the science of Atma called Atma Gyan, then nothing is meaningful. Nothing is meaningful. Everything is practically useless. So to try to understand about the science of the self, about the science of Atma, so that is the basic foundation of Krishna consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So therefore it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, it has been quoted many times, that Brahma Jigyasa means to inquire about the nature of the primeval source. You can say primordial being, the absolute source, the transcendental source. So that is actually the goal of intelligent human being. Athāda brahma jigyāsa means When you come to this human platform, your only business is to inquire about the nature of the Absolute Source. Brahma Jigyasa. What is the nature of the Supreme Being? What is the nature of God? And what is the nature of Atma? And what is the relationship between the two? And why the individual soul has been captured, has been entrapped in this bodily form? Why? Why it has been captured like that? Why there is interaction between the Atma and between the gross material sensations? Or this panchabhut we talk about, this, say, it's called gross material elements. Why is that? So these are called the most intelligent questions. Tadara Brahma Jigyasa means one must inquire about the science of Krishna consciousness, about the science of Absolute Truth. So this is said, this is actually the only business of the intelligent human being. So any subject matter or any human activity, any type of human activity, unless it is connected with Krishna consciousness, or at least unless it is connected with the science of the Absolute, then Bhagavad says, sarma evhi kevalam. Simply wastes of time. Simply wastes of time. So this is the guideline, this is the instruction. In other words, in order to see everything in its true form, in its true nature, in its true structure, first of all, the foundation is one must try to know what is the nature of the self. Who am I? What is life? So this is the most fundamental question that one must try to understand. So then when you understand, and the process of Krishna consciousness is a scientific principle or process to understand who you are, or what is the nature of the Absolute Source, what is the nature of the Absolute Being. So this is the scientific principle of Krishna consciousness. So that is why Bhagavad Gita says, when you come to understand called Brahma-bhuta state, Brahma-bhuta prasanna-atma na sosati na kaṃsati. Brahma-bhuta means when you know that you are eternal part and parcel of the Supreme Being, you are eternal spiritual spark, not just random atoms and molecules, but rather you are the eternal spiritual atom. Either you can call Atman, means a spiritual atomic entity, part and parcel of the Supreme Being. So when you come to that stage, then that stage is called to come to the Brahma-bhuta stage. Means you understand that you are spiritual being. Brahma-bhuta stage. So what is the nature of that stage? That stage is said Satchitananda. Satchitananda state is the scientific nature of the soul or of the Atma. Sat, Chit and Ananda. So Atma or the Self or the soul is eternally, he's eternal. He's always there. It's not that you are only, let's say, for 5 years, 10 years, or there's a temporary existence. No, it's not like that. But we experience like that because we are contaminated by the three modes of material nature. Satta, Raja, and Tama. Three modes of material nature. So, eternality and the Atma, the Self, wants to have knowledge. And if you try it, you can have it. And also the Atma wants to be eternally joyful, eternally happy. We want always to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy. Just like here, people go on weekends, driving here and there. But the primary goal is to experience happiness, to gain happiness, whatever you do, either swimming, flying, hiking. But this is a way to somehow experience happiness. So these three qualities are there, the eternality, the knowledge, and happiness. So these are symptoms of the soul. Atma. So to come to that platform that you are
having all those qualities in his pure form. So that coming to that stage is called Brahmabhuta realization, coming to the Brahmabhuta platform. Then you may inquire, well, what is the soul? How does it behave? How can I detect it, or how can I identify it? You may inquire like that. It's true that there's no scientific technique by which you can detect the soul, but at least we can experience that there are so many qualities by which you can be convinced about the existence of the soul, Atma. For example, one of the qualities we say Ananda, happiness. Happiness is actually one of the qualities of the soul. Similarly, of course, this is the true quality of the soul, is always to be eternally happy. But then on the other hand, what we are experiencing right now is that the soul has been contaminated for millions and the billions and the billions of years by the touch of the, we call the cosmic ingredients. What are those ingredients? Sata, Raja, Tama. These three gunas, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. So somehow by this contamination of this, the modes of nature and the soul, then you will experience fear. And to experience fear is actually another quality of the soul. But what type of soul? The soul which is not pure. The soul which has been covered up or which has been contaminated by the lower modes of material nature. But otherwise the soul doesn't have any fear. But then when the soul has been contaminated in this material world, we are all contaminated. That is why, you see, every state you experience some type of fear. When you're driving in the highways, sometimes you may be afraid that, you know, I may be having some type of accident, or somebody may hit you. Or maybe your car may break down. So always, then you are flying in the sky. Then when the plane is bumping like this on the Atlantic Ocean, sometimes you wonder, well, whether it will be in the water. And similarly, you know, like in California, everybody is saying, sometimes huge, maybe earthquake may come, and the whole, you know, state may be under the Pacific Ocean. It is not unlikely, but sometimes you are afraid like that. And similarly, you know, every step is actually, we are fearful. You are fearful, if you are a very rich man, you are always fearful that your money may be stolen by a gang of dacoits may come and try to kill you or choke. Everyone is fearful. So, but then how can, what is the conclusion? Yes, this shows that the soul has been, because of contamination with the lower mode material tamagun, then you experience that. So this is, who can say there is no soul? So this is the proof, this is a scientific, logical argument about the existence of the soul. Soul is there, Atma is there. It's not that Atma is finished after very temporary existence. So in other words, the process of Krishna consciousness is actually to remove the covering of this, the lower modes of material nature. How do you do it? Then by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Just like when you chant, then you forget the whole world. You may like to continue, maybe, no, so long. And you don't bother whether the plane is flying overhead or a car is running with big noise. You are not even disturbed because you simply want to chant. So by this chanting process, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra chanting process, this heart or the soul which has been contaminated by the lower modes of material nature will be removed, will be cleared up. Just like when the window is dirty, then you put a little ammonia and then you wipe it out nicely and it becomes clean. Similarly, the soul which is very pure, you know, by its contamination with the lower modes of material nature has been little, you know, covered up, but now by chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, you remove it, you wipe it out, you throw it away, the dirt, and then the real nature of the spiritual soul, that the Atma, the Self, begins to manifest in its full spectrum. So that at that stage, of course, you have no fear. At that stage, you completely experience the real transcendental nature of the spirit soul. So then you begin the full devotional service, knowing that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is the ultimate goal of everything. So that is actually the process in Krishna consciousness. So that's it. Brahmabhuta Prasannatma na Sosati na Kamsati. So when you come to that stage, he said, Prasannatma, you will be always joyful. It's like we have been talking about. Now we have finished the chapter of fearfulness. But now this is, you know, this ananda, Prasannatma, completely satisfied, self-satisfied. But how does, what is the symptom of self-satisfaction? Nasochati nakansati. Nasochati means you never lament over anything else because you know the ultimate goal and also you know the ultimate nature of the soul. So you never lament over anything else. Because you know everything belongs to Krishna. Everything is Krishna's. Your wife belongs to Krishna, it's Krishna's, you also Krishna's, the everything is Krishna's. Let's say, Isha Vasam Idam Sarvam. Shapanishad says, everything belongs to the Lord. Everything is Krishna's. So you know that. So that is why you do not lament. Na Sosati, na Kangsati. Kangsati means you do not hanker after any material, you know, enjoyment. You do not run after trying to satisfy the demands of the senses. Because that is why the madness comes, you know, when you try to fulfill the demands of the senses. The senses will say so many things, go to this movie, oh, let me do this, let me do that. So now you have been dragged all the time, and if you follow, you know, the demands of the senses, you will never be able to, you know, to be happy. You will never be satisfied. So then, now, as soon as you come to this platform, finished. No more. No more attachment to the material world. No more attachment to temporary things. So you are not interested any longer in those temporary aspects. So then you are in the realm of Krishna consciousness, in the realm of devotional service. So then, when these symptoms manifest, then you begin to desire always Saravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Always chanting Kirtanam for the glories of the Lord. Saravanam, always hearing about the glories of Krishna. And Vishnu Smaranam, always remembering about the pastimes of Krishna, Vishnu. Then those nine processes of Krishna consciousness. Saravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Dasa Pujanam Sakhijanam Atma Nivedanam. So you begin to be engaged in those nine processes of the devotional service, the science of devotion. So this is a briefly the summary of Krishna consciousness. So it is the duty of every thoughtful and very intelligent and very contemplative human beings to engage themselves in the in this science of Krishna consciousness. That way you'll be very happy and also you can make others very happy. So we humbly request that you kindly engage yourselves in this wonderful science of Krishna consciousness, and you kindly associate with the devotees, and then try to render some service for Krishna. So that way the whole world will...